A very beautiful Thursday morning to all. This is Scott Borsky. Thank you for joining me on Morning Light on WWDB. It is an honor to be together with you in prayer, in faith, and all that's good in God. No better song to begin with on this beautiful Thursday morning than Danny Gokey's New Day.
Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been remade. Roll down the windows, let your cares fly away. Good things are yours to claim, you don't have to wait. All across the sky, new mercies rise, and the future's bright. This is a new day. Everything bursting with hope, coming alive. This moment, you got a freedom. No looking back anymore. Open your eyes, it's coming. This is a new day. The old is gone away, the old is gone away. This is a new day. Don't let it slip away, don't let it slip away. Go on and reignite impossible. You could be it. All across the sky, new mercies rise, and the future's bright. This is a new day. Everything bursting with hope, coming alive. This moment, you got a freedom. No looking back anymore. Open your eyes, it's coming. This is a new day. The old is gone away. The old is gone away. This is a new day. Don't let it slip away. Don't let it slip away. This is a new day. The old is gone away. The old is gone away. This is a new day. Don't let it slip away. Don't let it slip away. Love hasn't given up on you. Love hasn't given up on you. Love is making the old things new today. And every single day. Love hasn't given up on you. Love hasn't given up on you. Love, yeah.
1, 2, 3.
New day, new day. This is a new day.
We wake up each and every morning. We thank God for the new set of wonders and miracles and blessings and, of course, mercy. That is the best part of every morning, to anticipate all that God so wants to give us. We join with Jason Crabb with his Good Morning Mercy.
I mean, like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I feel it. Goodbye to the hurt.
So many of us have family members or friends that we want to heal. We want to make them total in body, mind, and soul. But first, you have to remember, you must remember that in order to help others, we must be total and complete in ourselves as well, or we will be no good to anyone. These words are spoken by Kirk Cameron with his Heal Yourself First.
Here's a word to all of the brave men in the room and watching online. If you're going, bro, I am with you. Let's light this place up. I am ready to go 1776 right now. Come on over to my house. You don't even know how prepared I am for this. This is a word to you. Before we go all 1776 to take back your country, let's first go to Psalm 17:6 and call on our God to turn his ear back to us and hear our prayers. Reform ourselves first, then we turn and reform our entire world.
It's so important each and every morning, especially around the holidays, around the holy days, but of course each and every day to wake up in the morning to have what we call, of course, an attitude of gratitude. We give thanks to God for allowing us to wake up on each and every beautiful morning. Please join with Marshall Hall on his thanks.
For the strength you give, you simply carry on through life's toils and tests, the worst and best. You've never left me alone. You're always right beside me, and you hear me when I pray. And since I first began, you've been my dearest friend. I give you all the praise. Hey, thanks. Thanks for this moment, and I will continually, for each day I live, your praise to give, I'm blessed abundantly. I can't forget that moment when in my life you made such change, and since the Spirit came, I've not been the same. I just want to give you thanks. Sing it with me, church, now thanks. Thanks.
Thanks.
I give you thanks.
sometimes we may not feel like we're living up to who God wants us to be, but always know that God loves you just the way you are. God knows when you're trying. God knows when you are making the effort to be your very best. For as King and Country and Jordan Sparks sing, God loves me like I am. I always like to bring some jokes into the programs because, as we know, the book of Proverbs says laughter is the best medicine. I love this joke by Dom DeLuise. This is his funniest joke.
Okay, folks, we are ready for Dom DeLuise's joke. And after all this time, it should be aged to perfection.
Here's Dom telling his favorite joke to his best friend.
Wait till you hear this. This guy is drowning, you know. He's having a very hard time in the ocean. So a boat comes by and says, are you all right? The guy says, it's okay. I have faith in God. Move on. The boat goes away. Just then a helicopter comes by and they all come down and they look at him and they say, are you all right? Do you need any help? The man looks at them and says, it's okay. I have faith in God. Move on. The man drowns. He goes to heaven. He goes up to heaven and he looks at God and says, I prayed and prayed. What happened? God says, I sent a boat and a helicopter. I sent a boat and a... Hello? Hello? Operator. Operator. I've been disconnected.
Especially around the holidays, we may feel a little bit lost, that we don't know when our heart will feel the way it's supposed to. But as Danny Gokey sings, tell your heart to beat again.
Like you've never been before, the life you knew in a thousand pieces on the floor. And words fall short in times like these, when this world drives you to your knees. You think you're never gonna get back to the you they used to be. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat again. Just let that word wash over you. It's all right now. Love's healing hands have pulled you through. So get back up, take step one. Leave the darkness, feel the sun. 'Cause your story's far from over, and your journey's just begun. Tell your heart to be. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday's a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat. Everything for your good. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door.
Again, thank you for joining me on this beautiful Thursday morning and any morning, starting at our new expanded time at 7 o'clock Monday through Friday. But if you miss the morning programs, you can always fill your heart with faith. Just go to the podcast at wwdbam.com, wwdbam.com, and please share that with your friends so they could be filled with godliness 24/7. And they could always bring something better in their lives, something better in those in their circle of love and in their circle of life. Join with Blanca and the fabulous Torrin Wells with their Something Better.
It's been a couple years I've been on my own. Now I know that I'm not alone. You're giving me a reason to carry on, to carry on, yeah, yeah. Yeah, everything is different nowadays. I lost a few ones along the way. I had to learn to trust, it'll be okay, it'll be okay. Every moment I was sure I would.
A kind of love that I've never known. You took over my heart and you made a home. Yeah, you made a home. And all the broken pieces within, you put them together again. And with you, a new story begins, begins. Hey, I don't know how, but you take all my pain and you turn it into something better. Ooh, something better.
You know, around the holidays, we're always looking at things that are being sold in stores. Oh, I want this, I want that. We go to the supermarket, we see handsome and beautiful people on the cover of magazines. We say, oh, I wish I could look like them. I wish I had their money, their cars, their houses. Don't do that. God gives them what God wants to give them and gives to you what you need. If God gave to you other things that were not in your mission, not in your purpose, they wouldn't be right to you. You wouldn't know what to do with them. After all, we are each made in the image of God, and God gives to us what we need to fulfill what we need in life. In other words, as Candace Cameron Bure wonderfully speaks, God made you unique.
What's some advice that you would give to young people who struggle with body image and self-worth in this digital and social age we live in?
You know, I think what I have always stressed to my kids is that God fearfully and wonderfully made you unique. you know, and he gave you only what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And to care for what he's given you and to nurture all of those things, but you can't compare yourself to other people because God made them different from how they made you.
Yeah.
And we're not all to be the same.
I certainly hope that the holidays, whatever religion, tradition, or culture you are going so well for you with family and all those that you love so much. And please remember that if there are things that are in your life that keep you just a little bit and temporarily in the valley, they are only momentarily, and God will bring you up on the hilltops. You just have to have faith. For as Michael W. Smith sings, God is certainly our way maker.
Working in this place, I worship you, I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper.
There is certainly brighter days on the horizons. If there's something that in your life, whether it's financial or physical, emotional, spiritual, psychological, that's not where it should be and where it definitely could be. Just have faith each and every day. Please join with a blessing offer with his brighter days.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never live through times like these. If you're trying hard to breathe in the dark, I know there's gonna be some brighter days.
Yes, sir.
I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter.
When you pray, don't lose faith if the answers don't come from God immediately. That just means that you're not ready for the answers to your prayers, or even more, that God says, no, this is not meant for you. What you're praying is not meant for your future, because if you get this, God can't give you what you are really meant supposed to do. Trust in God's power, not yours. Please join with Priscilla Shire with, of course, her trust in God's power, again, not your own.
You can be the most talented person in the world, but if you go in your own strength and power, you still won't be able to accomplish the God calling on your life. It requires what it is that only God Himself can give to you to accomplish the task. Ooh, the enemy hopes you will go in your own power. He hopes you will think you are flashy enough and savvy enough and talented enough and impressive enough so that you will no longer lean on God instead of leaning to your own understanding.
Each and every morning, it is a must that we wake up and say, thank you, God, for allowing us this brand new day. Look up to the sky. look in your heart, look out at the beauty of nature in this wonderful December day, and join with Whitney Houston on her I Look to You.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. Searching for that open door. And every road that I've taken led to my regret. And I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you. I look to you.
We live in a world that is not always filled with peace. We need prayer to make it through the day. There are others all around the world that need our prayer. And don't you think that prayer doesn't work? Prayer does. Please join with Andrea Bocelli and Celine Dion on their fabulous The prayer.
Stream and the eagle takes
from a distance. We all had enough, and no one is in need. And there are no guns, no bombs, and no disease, no hungry mouths to feed. I am old and
I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah. Just one move with my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a heart.
Hallelujah.
And on that, have a wonderful Thursday. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.